This is Easia from Earthly Goddess, and you're now listening to the motherfucking podcast.
What it do is the Thick Eyed Bandit. You're now listening to another special feature interview of the motherfucking podcast. You heard me? I'm in attendance with my homeboy, my right-hand man, my Ace Boon Coon, the Rise Clyde, Bomba Clyde, Jamaican, you know, Mr. Beanie Man, a.k.a. Mr. Headquarters. What it do, nephew?
Bomba Clyde, you heard me?
Bruh, you know, we didn't have some hits. We didn't have some peeps on here. We didn't have people all the way from New Orleans to Louisville, Kentucky, to Houston, Texas, to Phoenix, Arizona. Now we didn't hit the big time. We up in New York City, God dog it. And not only is we in New York City, we're talking to one of Brooklyn's finest. Give it up for the Earthly Goddess herself, Easia with Earthly Goddess LLC. What's happening with it?
What's good? What's going on? What's good?
Man, we can't kick it like an amputee. You heard me?
We want to appreciate you coming on, Easia. You know what I'm saying? We know you're a busy lady. You know what I'm saying? You're over there doing your thing out there in the NYC, taking over the natural skincare game over there out there in the on the northeast side, courtesy of Clubhouse. That was a Clubhouse link. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So shout out to that. But we appreciate you coming on and talking about your business, talking about what got you started, how you got to where you at right now. So basically, we're going to have a conversation. We like to have conversations. This is not just an interview, because interviews is all bougie, it's all stuck up and stuffy and all that shit. We just here to just rap and kick it with you, and we just want to know a little bit about you. We'll tell you a little bit about us and why we even do this in the first place. But first and foremost, we want to kick it to you. The floor is open to the Earthly Goddess. Please grace the presence of our audience members and tell them just exactly who you is.
So I was born and raised in Brooklyn. My name, Easia, means Earth Goddess, and it was given to me by my mom, Camille, who unfortunately is not with us. In physical, but in spirit is always here. Right. And she always encouraged me to believe in myself and spread love to everyone that I encounter. Growing up, I always was given herbal ingredients, whether I was sick or not. And it was something that was very encouraged in my household. When I first went natural in 2015, there weren't really a lot of products that were working for me. And they would leave my hair brittle and dry. So I started doing some research. Right. And I started Black Seed Gel in high school. So I was literally hustling in the hallway, meeting people during classes and, you know, just doing my thing. And there are still so many people from my high school, from staff to students, that are still so supportive of my business. And to see now that it's just expanding all over the United States is just a complete blessing, you know, to be able to share it with my friends and my family as well. And so it's all very humbling.
Now, Easia, you were saying, Headquarters. You were saying that starting off early, your name meant Earth Goddess. God bless Miss Camille, who's here with us in spirit. Right. Now, let me ask you a question, and this might sound very cliche, but how impactful was your mother in the direction in which your company has taken and what you have taken as far as your path in life as of right now?
So my mother is my biggest influence, and she is a very gentle and kind person. Was always giving to everyone, sometimes when she didn't even have for herself. So I grew up very humble, and we didn't have a lot of money but there was a lot of love around us. And with that, I naturally just gravitate people towards me. And I've always shared my story with others because I feel like we all go through a lot of things that we don't know how to really explain and express. But she was that one person that I could tell anything, and she just got it. With my business, it's like my baby, and I'm very patient with it. I like to keep everything very close. The only people that test my products out are my friends and my family, and myself, of course. Well, one of our brand identity statements is community. And that's something that has always been big as me being a Caribbean. It's not even just about each one teach one. I've always grew up with each one teach nine, because you have the power to teach and empower everyone around you. And that's something that I want to do with my business, whether people are purchasing products or not. So my mom definitely plays a huge part in who I am, mm-hmm. and my passions, definitely.
That's what's up. And please let everybody know what island you're representing too, by the way.
Okay. So my family is primarily from Trinidad. But we're also from St. Vincent. Yeah. So, and my family will be listening to this. So shout out to my family. I love y'all.
Shout out.
Shout out to them.
Shout out, everybody.
Motherfucking podcast is down with the Caribbean, the West Indies. You know, our spirit and our soul and all of our people, our ancestors who currently still live there and who have passed through there on the way to this country through other forms of transport. You know, we represent all of them, and they all have a voice and a place on our platform.
Absolutely. Now, I want to go back a little bit, what you were saying earlier. So you was talking about the flaxseed oil. Why don't you explain that a little bit to some, for myself, I don't even know what exactly flaxseed oil is for. So why don't you explain what flaxseed oil is and how it's used?
It can be an oil, but what I use it for is it's gel state. Mm-hmm. And you can make it just by using flaxseeds. Most people add like essential oils and other things to either have a scent or enhance it. But great for your skin and for your hair. So I actually use it as a face mask because it naturally tightens the pores. It has vitamin B, K, A, magnesium, just to name a few. And for your hair, like if you have waves, locks, if you're just looking for a mask, it's great for maintaining moisture and helping with shrinkage, because Black people, our hair shrinks. Like my hair shrinks. You know what I mean? So
as am I.
Yeah. I had definitely shrunk.
Mine then shrunk a did.
It was a shrink ray gun. It was a shrink ray gun. But it definitely is so useful, and it's something that many of my friends have said is the best product that they've ever put in their hair. So to hear something like that, it just makes me so happy, and it just lets me know that I'm doing something right.
Okay,
that's what's up.
Now you have a ton of products that are all natural. You said earlier that it was influenced in your home using natural products, herbs, different things like that. You also talked about the flaxseed oil and what it does for your skin. Now I know big time in my household, unfortunately, eczema runs rampant in our family. So what would you recommend to those people who are particularly listening? We call our crew members, if they're down with the show, we call them our crew members. Mm-hmm. Now, if our crew members who have different type of skin ailments, whether it be, you know, like eczema or any other type of skin conditions, what could you provide for us to try to help as far as the healing properties, with natural healing properties and things of that nature?
So one of our most popular oils, which I would definitely recommend for eczema, rosacea, folicitis, and so much more, is our revitalizing oil. Mm-hmm. And it is packed with burdock root, which actually helps to kill the bacteria that creates acne and flare-ups. I actually had one of my classmates from elementary school. If you guys visit the website, I actually just updated it recently. She has been trying different products from her doctor and just from home, and nothing worked. And she used my product in 3 days and her whole back started to clear up. So I was amazed by that.
Word.
In just 3 days. Damn.
Yeah.
That's rough.
And my sister actually has eczema, like severely. She has a pen and everything. So I can definitely resonate on that. Growing up, she would have a lot of flare-ups. So I definitely would recommend the revitalizing oil. Definitely.
I heard it. She recommends the revitalizing oil from her products. If y'all have any rosacea or eczema issues, any kind of skin related issues like that, will help clear them up in just 3 days. I mean, that's a hell of a turnaround.
Go get that. She got that resurrecting power.
So take us back through your Brooklyn days. So how you got, you said your mom was your inspiration. Who was the other people that was kind of helping you out through the hood, throughout the city in Brooklyn, that was kind of giving you that extra inspiration as well, that was kind of helping you out?
So I definitely have a team of warriors behind me. Like I said, my family's definitely going to listen to this. So I'm definitely going to shout them out. That's the family, but because they genuinely support me through my darkest times, my weakest times, my most positive times. They empower me. They are very admirable people. I definitely want to give a shout out to my grandmother, who is such a strong woman inside and out, who put up with me, my mom, all her sons and her grandkids, and still does, and just continues to triumph through everything. She went back to school in her old age with her mom being sick with my great grandma. God rest her soul, another inspiration in my life. And we used to go back home to Trinidad every year. And it taught me the value of slow living and showing gratitude and always telling people that you love, them, because tomorrow is not promised.
That's right.
My uncles are so strong and so intelligent. My Uncle Kendall, my Uncle Dwayne, Uncle Keith, Terrence, all of them. Like, my family is just so, they're crazy. They drive me crazy. We drive each other crazy, but they're love.
Well, family don't. That's real. You know,
that's the beauty of it.
You can want to show them, you can give them a hug and choke the shit out of them at the same time. You know what I'm saying? You know? That's real love. But
real.
But I know Brooklyn is compared to New Orleans, you know, we're a blip on the radar as far as size. You know, we're not really a huge city at all. You can get to pretty much anywhere in New Orleans in 15 minutes. And I know Brooklyn is a pretty vast area. I mean, y'all got, you know, places like Flatbush, Brownsville.
Yeah,
you know,
shout out Brownsville.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So let me ask you a question. What part of Brooklyn we represent?
Sheesh. I was born in Brownsville, but I was raised in Canarsie.
Okay. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. We're going to take a quick pause right quick. If anybody knows about the Canarsie Projects, let me tell y'all something. And listen, and this is coming from a New Orleanian. It goes down in the Canarsie Projects, okay? They got a lot of them bang, bang, bangles up there in the Canarsie Projects. So for you to come from Canarsie and to be in that area, you know what I'm saying? That means you was a real trooper. So I want to give you a shout out right now.
Appreciate you. My uncles definitely grew up during some crazy times, you know, like they got some stories. So yeah.
So in other words, what she's saying is not only is she smart and can hook you up with some good skincare, but she also about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
She'll whoop your ass.
That's a fact.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But, Growing up in New York and being in such a fast paced area as New York, and
right.
What inspired the hustle? What influenced the hustle? On the show, Mr. Headquarters, he patented the phrase, the hustle mindset. So everything that it is that we do, whenever it's trying to advance in life, make money, or go from this step to this step to try to go ahead and get ahead in life, it's all about the hustle. What fuels the hustle? What inspires the hustle? And what gave you the mindset to hustle and to continue to hustle?
So my mom was always a very independent person. So I grew up to be very independent. Everyone in my house, my older siblings, we all started working when we were 13 and 14 years old. And that was because we needed to make money. And I wanted nice things, so I started to work. And I've always been a self-motivated person. Even when I'm in my darkest times, I'll pull myself right out of that and still make something out of nothing. So it's something that I encourage everyone around me to do. We all fall. We all make mistakes, but it's about what we do after that, what we learn from it, and how we apply ourselves differently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always about the recovery after that. Moving, changing gears just a little bit real fast, back to your products. It was a question I had for myself, but so your products, is it more natural or is it organic? Is there a real difference?
They're natural. My products are very natural. There aren't any real extreme processes that are harsh. I don't test on any animals. I don't use anything that's harsh, any harsh dyes, or everything is 100% vegan. And all of my ingredients are locally sourced and from Black-owned businesses.
Hey.
Shout out Black Business.
Black-owned dollars.
Keeping it in the community, early.
Yeah, I literally shop with my local herb stores up the block from our house. So it's very convenient. It's run by an elderly couple. And she actually worked along Dr. Sebai. And wow. Dr. Sebai actually healed my mom. So
really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, my mom had lupus and it wasn't really prevalent when she came to the United States.
Right.
And my grandma, she had already been over here. So she didn't really know what to do. So she ended up taking her to see Dr. Sebai. And this woman actually remembered my family. So it was really interesting having like conversation with her. And she's just so sweet. So I'll continue to support her business.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now,
let me ask you, we talked about oils. We talked about different skincare products. Now, for our crew members who down here in New Orleans, let them know a full range of what it is that you do have that's in your arsenal. So that way, if they want to go ahead and go to your website, what can they purchase from your website? And if you had to say that there's two or three things that you're promoting right now, especially if they're brand new products, what are those things that you're promoting right now and what can they find exclusively on your website?
So one special product that is actually not a physical product that I hold very dear to me is my skincare ebook. At the beginning of 2021, I set it in my mind that I wanted to complete a project. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend stayed up with me, like alongside me, as I was putting all the notes together and just formulating the book. And the people that have purchased it and my friends that I did share it with have even said to me, like, I learned a lot. Like, it's very informative. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Like, girl, I had to do the research because I feel like with so many brands, they don't teach you and they just want to push their products in your face. Like there are a few brands that I see on Instagram very frequently. Mm-hmm. And I just pay attention to little details. Sorry to go like off. But
that's fine.
Little things like how the shipping label is placed and if they're showing the customers information in a video and just little things like that I pay attention to because I personally wouldn't do it as a business owner. And I'm looking at it as a consumer as well, because what if I wanted to support you? That's going to turn me away. But going back to the products, I definitely recommend everybody check out the flaxseed gel. I just released a scented flaxseed gel, which is eucalyptus, because a lot of people were requesting it.
The essential oil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eucalyptus smells amazing.
Oh.
Smells amazing. So you guys definitely check that out for your whether you'd like to use it as a face mask, a hair mask. Definitely great for you. Definitely get you some oil to go with it, because as soon as you take the flaxseed gel off your face, your pores are going to just feel so refreshed and your face is going to feel soft and supple, and you're going to want to lock in the moisture. Mm-hmm. You only need a few drops because it's thick, but it's not a heavy, it's not heavy oils. So leave the herbs that come out the dropper, let them sit on your face. You don't have to be scared. Shake the bottle up, because natural things settle.
Yep.
And yeah, like, you guys just check out my website. There are so many great reviews on there, great photos. If you go on there, you'll be linked to my Instagram. You guys can see everything on there.
What's your favorite product that you're selling right now versus also your number one selling product?
So actually, I gave my friend, who's like a brother, a bottle of this oil, but it's completely empty. As you can see.
Hey, it's so hot, it's jumping out our hands, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all better get that.
And that's our eucalyptus rejuvenating oil. Mm-hmm. And that's my new favorite oil. I use it in my hair. I use it on my full body. It smells amazing. It has mint leaf, calendula flower, lotus leaf. So many great ingredients are in there. And every order is made fresh, so you won't have to worry about your oil just sitting around collecting dust.
Let me ask you this. All right. Being in Brooklyn, you got your business. You mentioned early in pre-production, you have a storefront coming.
Yes.
This is big. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand. When in the Black community, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to connect dots. We're trying to get people to get with people. Mm-hmm. And when I say people get with people, I mean our people get with our people. We want us to shop in our communities. We want to live from our communities. We want to grow our communities. So for you being a young woman, a young Black woman, to have your own storefront, that's major within our community. For us to be business owners, but yet to have a physical shopping location is essential for our growth and development, because now you have something that you can pass on to your lineage down the line going forward. But if everybody is in the New York area, if you're in your neighborhood, where can we go to this storefront to purchase? And to not only, I'm not saying, ladies and gentlemen, get the 5-finger discount and ask for the freebie. No, we want to put money in this woman's pocket.
No, you got to
support her business.
Yes.
So where can our dollars go to go into your storefront? Where is this storefront at in New York? So that way we can tell all of our friends and family in that area to go visit you.
Bet. So my personal storefront that I have been eyeing for the last 4 months is going to be 2 blocks away from our home. However, we're going to be in 2 locations up the block from our home, a beauty salon and a beauty supply store. And they're both on Rockaway Avenue, right outside of the C train. Okay. And we're going to be in both locations. Yeah, it's called Divine Essence. Okay. Divine Essence.
Divine Essence, shout out to Divine Essence.
And they're Black owned.
Oh, shout out even more to Divine Essence. If y'all catch that C train down to Brooklyn, make sure that y'all go to Divine Essence. And then on top of that, make sure that y'all say that the MFN podcast sent y'all there so she could hook y'all up with the flavors, because she got them all, you dig?
That's right. That's right. Remember that. When y'all over there, you know, in that area, in the Brooklyn area, you know what I'm saying? Look up Earthly Goddess, you know what I'm saying? She's going to take care of y'all. We're going to also put her location in our description below of this episode too, so everybody can be able to get that information. Also get your ebook that she has available right now, and also get that eucalyptus oil or her flaxseed oil that she also has as her products to help make your skin smooth. All the skincare products, all the natural products that you need, she's going to take care of y'all. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? We don't just put our name behind anybody. You know what I'm saying? And she also black owned. She also fuck with her people. You know what I'm saying? She doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? She's doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? So moving forward. So we ask this question to all our guests that come on this podcast. And we want to know, Easia, what kind of game would you give to your younger version of yourself before you became the earthly goddess? What kind of game would you give to yourself, to your younger self?
I would advise myself to be more patient, more understanding, also to not always expect instant gratification. I feel like sometimes we always want to reap the rewards right after we do something. And a lot of the times things take time. Yeah, just to slow down and not to live life so fast paced. Yeah, that's definitely words of advice I would give to my younger self. Oh, and to love myself too.
Love myself. Oh yeah, self-love always. Gotta have
that. That is important. Now, Easia?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. I'm gonna start with a disclaimer first. If you ever come to New Orleans, or if you've ever been, okay, we have a thing down here called hot sausage.
Yeah.
Okay. It's you can get it in links or you get in the patties. You get the patty. Okay. It's a spicy meat patty. It's a sandwich that we do. It's called a po' boy, right? Mm-hmm. And it comes on French bread. You can get it in multiple different sizes. And the two best-selling sandwiches here in New Orleans are a fried shrimp po' boy, which comes with shrimp, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, mayo, all on French bread, the right bread. Also hot sausage, right? It's something that we do on our show. We ask all of our guests, even if you haven't had either one of them, if you had to choose, which one, when you come to New Orleans, which one are you going to dive into first?
Is it the shrimp?
The spicy. The spicy.
Hot sausage wins, baby.
Yeah. Because I like shrimp, but it's like, I like spicy food more.
Hey.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
For the good guy.
Just to give you a little insight, you know, Big Eye Bandit is definitely on the hot sausage team. I'm on the shrimp team, you know what I'm saying? Now, disclaimer, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you come down to New Orleans, you can't really get a hot sausage sandwich anywhere else outside of New Orleans. No. So that's a New Orleans meal, I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That's a New Orleans sandwich.
You got to come to the hood to get it. You just can't go to no bougie place to go get it. You got to go to the hood.
Can't go to no just fire place, nothing like that. They ain't going to do it right.
That's the same thing with a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Come on now.
Yo.
Talk about it.
Or chopped cheese.
Talk about it. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the New York metro area, if you're going through East Flatbush, or you're going to Bed-Stuy, if you're going to Carnazzi, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to Crown Heights, if you're going anywhere in Brooklyn, you got to get the chopped cheese. And if you ain't knowing, crew members, if you don't know what the chopped cheese is, Easia, can you let the world know what the chopped cheese is?
Please.
For sure. So the right way, you got to, my man told me this, you got to get two cheeses. You got to get the mozzarella and the provolone. If you don't like provolone, you get something else. But you got to get the mozzarella. All right, then you got to get peppers and onions. You have to get peppers and onions. Mayo, if you like ketchup, you get ketchup. You could put anything on it, but that shit is going to hit. Just know.
Okay.
It's going to hit every time. Okay.
You heard what
Shout out saying. To all our friends on the east side over there. You know what I'm saying? East side. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of them as well. Thank y'all for tuning in and listening. But headquarters.
So if y'all want to check that out, check out Earthly Goddess. You know what I'm saying? Please, EAsia, please let everybody know, where can they find your products? Exactly.
Where they going to get you?
What's your website? Where can they find you on Instagram and any other platforms?
So the website is earthlygoddess.earth. And the Instagram is earthlygoddess.nyc. Mm-hmm. So you guys definitely check it out. If you go on the website, you'll see the Instagram and you'll be able to follow me on this. And if you guys want to hit me up any questions about your products, I do adhere to any nut allergies or anything like that. So please make sure you include that in your order. Please let me know.
Okay. And by the way, happy International Women's Day.
And thank you very much.
Absolutely. And it is fitting that we do have a beautiful Black proud woman who is an entrepreneur. Yes. to grace our platform. And we do want to show love not only to yourself, but to all of the women out there on today, especially for International Women's Day, especially in our community, man, because headquarters, you know, we actually have had this conversation that the percentage of Black women that are entrepreneurs, yep, is the highest percentage per capita out of any other race, creed, color, nationality of entrepreneurs in this country. Right. So in order, yep, this is a historic moment of biblical proportions. I believe that in my soul, for us to have EAsia, the CEO of Earthly Goddess LLC, mm-hmm, on International Women's Day tells you a lot about especially what we're trying to represent, and that's entrepreneurship within our community and making sure that Black dollars go from Black hand to Black hand to Black hand to, right, generational wealth, and also to teach our children that being an entrepreneur and being off of the slave ship, which we call our modern day jobs, is the future. Mm-hmm. And it's the legacy and the stamp that we want to leave behind here on this planet. So EAsia, on behalf of myself and Mr. Headquarters, we want to salute you for being a Black queen who is getting hers. And we hope that Earthly Goddess is not only a success story, mm-hmm, but we hope that the pipeline from us to you and the people who are listening in, that they support you in droves. And we pray that your business is flourishing and will continue to thrive for years to come, even beyond your years, that the name and the business remains in Black hands.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I genuinely do. You guys have remained so sincere from our first conversation to our meeting to now. And I just want to thank you guys for inviting me to your podcast and just sharing your light. You know, you never know how much your words have an impact on someone. So thank you so much for your encouragement. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Absolutely.
If you ever want to come back on and come talk to us, you know, and just want to just drop in, please let us know. You know, the door is always open. You know what I'm saying? And when you come on this podcast, we like family on this mug. You know what I'm saying? It's a crew. We really mean that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, we gang, we all roll together. You know what I'm saying?
You're down, son.
You know what I'm saying? You're part of us now. So we always will support anything that you got going on. So please let us know so we can always promote that for you. You know what I'm saying? Because we always got everybody back that come on this podcast, and we really mean that shit. Any final words for you, EAsia?
The most I can say is thank you guys so much. It was definitely a pleasure. You guys made everything super chill. Didn't even feel like an interview. It's like talking to my two uncles from Louisiana. Feel me?
What's up, man? That's what's up. Feel me?
Gang hey. Gang shit.
Y'all always feel me? That's how it should down be. Here.
And y'all better stay subscribed to the motherfucking podcast.
You heard dick?
It. You heard it.
I know y'all heard that.
So that's what's up, man. Hey, so with that being said, if you want to check out Yeja's interview, The Earthly Goddess. Make sure y'all hit us up on Linktree. That's Linktree, linktr.ee/themotherfuckingpod. Check us out on Podbean as well, themotherfuckingpod.podbean.com. And make sure you download these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because that helps us out as well. So please download these episodes if you like what you heard. And make sure you rate this episode as well at ratemyshow.com/themfandpod. They got banged.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time of day it is when you hear that music hitting. It's time for us to roll up out of here. You heard me. Now, we want to thank our special guest, Easia of Earthly Goddess LLC, for blessing our show, gracing us with her knowledge of her product, and also giving y'all the game when it comes to all natural product for your skin. Listen, them people out there with them big box retailers, they putting all that chemical, they messing us up, you dig? They might be secretly giving us cancer and all of that. You need to go back to home natural remedies, because guess what? Old girl got it, and y'all need to get that. I don't care what the cost is. Y'all need to bless our pockets, because she going to bless you from our ancestors. She going to give it to you the natural way. And on behalf of the MF and Podcast, I'm the host of Thick Eye Bandit, alongside the CEO, Mr. Headquarters. It's going down in a major way. Thank y'all for listening to this special feature episode of the motherfucking podcast. He told you how to get it. And if you ain't got it, guess what? You just ain't going to get it, because you got to get with it to get down with us. You heard? And it is the MF and Podcast. You dig?
It's the motherfucking pod.